Gita Madhurya, Chapter 4, Introduction. The Lord in the 39th verse of the second chapter said to Arjun, "This is the wisdom of Sankhya given to you, O Arjun. Now listen to the wisdom of yoga or action, that is, the discipline of action in which a person by performing action for the welfare of others without any selfish motive attains equanimity." Then, according to the context, in response to Arjun's question, Lord Krishna, having described the marks of the man of steady wisdom, completes this topic. At the beginning of the third chapter, Arjun asks Lord Krishna, "If you think that knowledge is superior to action, why do you urge me to this savage deed?" In response to his question, the Lord, from the 4th to the 29th verses, lays emphasis on the performance of actions by which a man attains equanimity. In the 30th verse, he says that surrendering all actions to him, with the mind concentrated in the self, free from desire and egoism, he should perform actions, relieved from the mental agitation. In the 31st and 32nd verses, he declares the sweet fruit of following his preaching and the harm of not following it. In the 35th verse, he declares, "Better is death in one's own duty." In the 36th verse, Arjun asks, "By what is a man impelled to commit sin?" The Lord replies, "It is desire, all-devouring and most sinful, which is the enemy," and ordered Arjun to slay this enemy. Though the Lord's teaching continues from the 37th verse, yet in the 43rd verse, when the answer to Arjun's question is over, sage Vedvyas concludes the third chapter and begins the fourth chapter. It shows that the Lord, having answered Arjun's question, gives a pause and then begins again the discipline of action, which was being described in the 47th and 48th verses of the second chapter by the term imam, this, in the first verse of the fourth chapter. There are two important factors pertaining to the discipline of action. One, performance of actions, and two, special knowledge about actions. Arjun wants to renounce the performance of actions. So he says to Lord Krishna, "Why do you ask me to be engaged in this savage deed?" Therefore, the Lord lays special emphasis on the performance of duty, specially in the third chapter, while in the fourth chapter, he imparts knowledge about actions. He declares, "I shall teach you such action, the nature of action and inaction, after knowing which you shall be liberated from evil, or the wheel of birth and death." This Karma Yoga, in spite of being beginningless, was lost to the world through the long lapse of time because of the absence of such scholarly teachers or sages who could impart it. The Lord, in the first three verses, describing how Karma Yoga was handed down from ancient times, proves how it existed from times immemorial. Chapter 4. Arjun said, "You have advised me to slay desire by following the yoga of action. What is the succession of that yoga of action?" Lord Krishna said, "I, first of all, taught this immortal yoga to Vivaswan or Sun. Vivaswan conveyed it to his son Manu, and Manu imparted it to his son Ikshvaku. Thus, handed down from father to son, this yoga was known to the royal sages. But by great efflux of time, however, it has more or less disappeared. I have told it to you because you are my devotee and friend, and this secret is supreme indeed." Arjun said, "But O Lord, you are of recent origin, while the birth of Vivaswan dates back to remote antiquity. How then am I to understand that you taught it to Vivaswan at the beginning of creation?" Lord Krishna said, "O Parantap, this incident has not happened in this birth of mine. You and I have passed through many births. I know all the incidents and activities of those births, while you do not know them. Arjun said, Are you not born as I am born? Lord Krishna said, No, brother. Though unborn and immortal, and also the Lord of all beings, I manifest myself by my own Maya or divine potency, subjugating my Prakriti or nature. Arjun said, When do you incarnate? Lord Krishna said, I incarnate whenever there is a decline of righteousness and rise of unrighteousness. Arjun said, Why do you incarnate? Lord Krishna said, For the protection of the virtuous, for the destruction of evildoers, and for establishing righteousness, I incarnate age after age. Arjun said, Is there no bondage for you in taking births again and again? Lord Krishna said, No, Arjun, my births and activities are divine. I manifest myself for the welfare of the world without having any selfish motive. Those who know this fact in reality are not reborn after death, but attain me. Arjun said, Is there any proof that such people attain you? Lord Krishna said, Yes, completely rid of passion, fear and anger, wholly absorbed only in me, depending on me alone, purified by the knowledge of the divinity of my activities, many have become one with me. Arjun said, How do they depend on you? Lord Krishna said, O Parth, in whatever way they approach me, even so do I seek them. So, people get prepared for the welfare of the world by renouncing selfishness and pride. Arjun said, Then why do people, instead of worshipping you, worship the gods? Lord Krishna said, They attach importance to the worldly things and seek the fruit of their activities. So, they worship the gods, for success born of actions follows quickly. Arjun said, As men worship the gods for achieving success born of actions quickly, do you also create the world with a purpose? Lord Krishna said, I create the creatures of the world, classifying them into four varnas or social orders, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, according to their gunas or modes and karma or actions. But I remain a non-doer and I have no craving for the fruit of action. So I am not bound by actions. Even those who thus know me in reality are not bound by actions. God performs actions without craving for the fruit. Similarly, we have to perform actions having no craving for their fruit. Knowing thus, he who performs actions is not bound by them. Arjun said, Having known this, has anyone performed action? Lord Krishna said, Yes, action was thus, knowing reality about action, performed by the ancient seekers of salvation. Therefore, you should also perform action in the same way. Arjun said, What is that action which was performed by the seekers of salvation and which you are ordering me to perform? Lord Krishna said, Even the wise are at a loss in knowing what is action and what is inaction. Therefore, I shall tell you the truth about action, by knowing which you will be freed from bondage of the world. This action is divided into three kinds: action, inaction and forbidden action. Truth about the three must be known, for mysterious are the ways of action. Arjun said, What is mysterious about the ways of action and inaction? Lord Krishna said, He who sees inaction in action and action in inaction is wise among men and he is a yogi. Seeing inaction in action means perform an action but do not be attached to it. And seeing action in inaction means be unattached and perform the action. Arjun asked, "What is that wisdom?" Lord Krishna said, "He whose undertakings are all free from desire and thoughts of the world, and whose actions are burnt up by the fire of knowledge, him even the sages call wise. That is, this is his wisdom." Arjun said, "Where is such a man established?" Lord Krishna said, "He is free from attachment to actions and their fruits, has got over the dependence on the world, and is ever satisfied. Therefore, he does nothing at all, though he may be ever engaged in action." Arjun said, "What is the mental makeup of a striver of repose?" Lord Krishna said, "He, having subdued his mind and body, and having abandoned all objects of enjoyment, has no craving, but he performs sheer bodily action. Such a striver is ever free from the binding effect of action." Arjun said, "What is the mental makeup of a striver who has an inclination towards the activity or pravritti?" Lord Krishna said, "He is contented with the available circumstances. He is free from jealousy and has transcended all pairs of opposites, and he is balanced in success and failure. Such a striver, though acting, is not bound. Not only this, but he who is unattached and liberated, and who is determined to attain God, and who works for the sake of sacrifice, all actions of that striver melt away, that is, they turn into inactions." Arjun said, "What are the kinds of that sacrifice or yajna, O Lord?" Shri Krishna said, "One, the sacrifice in which all the means, the material, the process and the agent, etc. are Brahma is called Brahma sacrifice. Two, the sacrifice in which every material and act is dedicated to me is called dedicated sacrifice. Three, the sacrifice in which the striver identifies himself with Brahma is called identified sacrifice. Four, the sacrifice in which the striver restrains his senses and deviates them from their objects is called self-control sacrifice. 5. The sacrifice in which the striver's senses function without having any attachment or aversion is called unattached sense sacrifice. 6. The sacrifice in which the activities of life breath, senses and mind are withdrawn and the intellect being aroused, the striver becomes an introvert is called introvert sacrifice. 7. Utilizing wealth for the public weal is called wealth sacrifice. 8. Facing difficulties happily for the performance of one's duty is called penance sacrifice. 9. Equanimity in success and failure and unfavorable reward is yoga sacrifice. 10. Study of the sacred books and practicing constant remembrance is called knowledge sacrifice in the form of self-study. 11. The sacrifice in which the outgoing breath is offered in the incoming and the incoming into the going, restraining the flow of the outgoing and incoming, is called pranayama or breath control sacrifice. 12. The sacrifice in which, having regulated the diet, the course of both the prana and the apana airs is controlled and life breaths are poured into life breaths is called special pranayama sacrifice. All these sacrifices aim at liberating a man from the bondage of actions. Thus knowing, the sins of the strivers who perform these sacrifices are wiped out. Arjun said, "What happens when sins are destroyed?" Lord Krishna said, "O noble Arjun, those who offer the above mentioned sacrifices attain eternal God. But to the man who does not offer sacrifice, even this world is not happy. How then can the other world be beneficial?" Arjun said, Where else have such sacrifices been described? Lord Krishna said, O scorcher of foes, they have been described in detail in the Vedas. Know them all to be born of actions, and thus knowing, you shall be free from the bondage of actions by performing sacrifice. Arjun said, Which sacrifice is superior, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, Knowledge sacrifice is superior to the sacrifice born of actions, for all actions and objects without exception culminate in knowledge. Arjun said, How to attain this knowledge? Lord Krishna said, Attain this knowledge by prostrating yourself at the feet of the seers of truth, by rendering service to them, and by questioning them eagerly with reverence. Those wise seers will unfold that knowledge to you. Arjun said, What will be the result of that knowledge? Lord Krishna said, Acquiring that knowledge, you will no more be subjected to delusion, and by this knowledge, you will see all beings first in your own self and then in me. That is, you will perceive the Supreme everywhere. Arjun said, Is there also any other glory of this knowledge? Lord Krishna said, Yes, even if you are the most sinful of all sinners, you will undoubtedly cross over all sins by the raft of this knowledge. Arjun said, When we cross the ocean by a raft, the ocean still remains. Similarly, do sins remain after crossing them? Lord Krishna said, No, Arjun. As the blazing fire reduces the fuel to ashes, so does the fire of knowledge reduce all actions to ashes. Therefore, in this human world, there is no other purifier like knowledge. He who has attained perfection by yoga of action realizes this knowledge in the self, certainly without making any effort. Arjun said, How is the knowledge which is gained by a perfect karma yogi gained by other strivers? Lord Krishna said, The striver who has controlled his senses, is devoted to spiritual practice, and is full of faith, attains this knowledge, and having attained this knowledge, he promptly attains the supreme peace. Arjun said, What is the obstacle to attain this knowledge? Lord Krishna said, He who himself lacks discrimination and has no faith in others and is possessed by doubt goes to ruin. The doubting person has happiness neither in this world nor in the world beyond. Arjun said, What happens when doubt is dispelled? Lord Krishna said, He who by equanimity has renounced affinity for all actions and by knowledge about reality of actions has dispelled all doubts, actions do not bind such a self-possessed man. Therefore, O Arjun, having cut this ignorance-born doubt of your mind with the sword of knowledge, establish yourself in equanimity and stand up for the fight. Perform your duty. End of chapter 4.